A small gathering of about 20 political activists gathered at a coffee shop. Their plan was to end corporate rule and legalize democracy. Local activist Anita Stewart and former attorney Mark Adams organized the event, but they are still plotting out their strategy to fight the results of a Supreme Court decision. Stewart proposed starting locally.
Florida Constitution grants the people the power to propose amendments to Florida's Constitution. This can be accomplished by getting petitions signed by a number of voters equal to 8% of the votes cast in the last presidential election. The petitions must also come from at least one half of the congressional districts in the state. For the number of signatures needed for the 2012 election, for instance, and the breakdown by congressional district, there's another link. See congressional district requirements. So that's on the Florida election site, so it's definitely doable.
Since it is extremely rare that the Supreme Court will rehear a case, Adams said that passing laws locally to ensure fairness and transparency in elections is a good place to start.
Public financing of campaigns has, some laws have been passed, and, you know, like Florida has that. So it's one alternative to diminish corporate influence. You know, obviously it hasn't been that successful so far, but I mean, that's a good point to bring up. Maybe move to amend. We should bring up that would be possibly a solution. I mean, still the problem is you can't say that you can only have a publicly financed campaign, because that would infringe on my speech rights if I want to go advocate for Dennis Kucinich.
And while the group was comprised of a variety of political backgrounds, most of those who spoke took aim at Republicans. But Adams said move to amend isn't partisan.
Well, move to amend, I would say, is nonpartisan, because it's just simply focusing on trying to limit corporate influence on our government. So you could sort of say move to amend is anti-fascist.
David Maynard is a self-described socialist who serves on Hillsborough's Soil and Water Conservation Board along with Stewart. He was protesting at the CNN Tea Party debate, an activity which he claimed was more effective than a coffeehouse conversation.
They put us in a free speech zone.
That's right.
A big free speech zone. And we said, no, screw you. They had their own pigs. Anyway, we said, we're marching out, led by a number of ministers, in fact, Christian ministers. We marched out. We went to the first barricade. We said, screw you, we're headed to the buses that the Nazis have.
But Maynard's rhetoric turned off many folks at the meeting, and one man got up and left.
And let me tell you, but the people in here are just, they're gutless.
I came here to learn about this movement, not listen to this guy's righteous anger going on about his experience. I mean, no.
Okay.
I'm not saying it continues.
They're not going to resist arrest.
I'm going.
Even though Adams once practiced law, he seemed at a loss for words when proposing language for an amendment to the U.S. Constitution or even a non-binding local resolution. He thought Citizens United actually repealed limits on individual contributions, but local Move On member Chris Radulich disagreed and offered his own language.
How about this for wording? No organization that is not primarily set up for politics making tribute to a campaign, nor campaign for or against a candidate. No organization that is set up primarily for political purposes may accept money from any organization that is not set up primarily for political purposes.
Adams liked the suggestion and even considered revisiting language from prior campaign finance law in the McCain-Feingold Act. But he still said that other issues like public vote counting should be included along with move to amend resolutions.
Okay, so if we can come up with one about campaign finance for Florida, one about counting votes in public in Florida, you know, maybe another one that goes along with controlling corporate influence, restoring our right to petition for redress of grievances so we can go and talk to a grand jury.
But Radulich wasn't too keen on suggestions to broaden the scope of their goals and simply argued for measures to keep corporate money out of politics. This was the group's first meeting in Tampa, but they plan to meet at Sacred Grounds Coffee House every month. Reporting from Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton.